Okay, it's called Trial and Error, Carolina.
No, Jeff, every time.
We're ready. Ready to roll?
Gosh.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm always ready.
Hit the theme music.
Go ahead. I think we're getting new music.
Yeah, okay. We're getting new equipment, too.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. We haven't been back in weeks, right? Literally weeks. It's just... We took a little break off.
Like 6 weeks?
Yeah, exactly.
We were all recovering from the pandemic.
Yes.
Actually,
yes.
We were never sick.
No, thank God. But, you know, Jeff and I have gotten our first shots, right?
Yeah. We get the second ones this weekend.
This Friday is my second one. It's also Jackson's graduation day.
Yeah, graduate. You know, they call it a moving up ceremony when you're in the threes class,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but you know who's going to be crying, right?
Mommy.
Mama. Anyway, also,
Daddy would be like, all right, listen, cheerleaders in 5 years. That's who you go for.
I got to tell you guys, we have a guest coming on in like 2 seconds, but we got to talk about the studio. This studio is falling apart. First of all, we're in our basement. I don't know if you could hear the dripping.
Yeah, we have a water leak from the water. People say water.
Water.
I don't say water.
Water. Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
Water. I have an H2O leak. The bathtub needs to have silicone put around it, which we bought weeks ago, of course.
Yeah,
we
didn't but do it yet. You didn't do anything. So.
So I have one of those big Home Depot buckets here in the basement. That holds, I believe, 5 gallons worth of water. Oh, look at that.
That's a Diet Coke.
That's a Budweiser.
Yep, no, Diet Coke.
I put the bucket down on the floor, and it's got about 4 gallons of water in it, and that's 10 days.
Yeah, so...
So it's a pretty big drip.
Plus, our sockets... We need a fix.
I need an electrician and a plumber.
Exactly.
But first, I have to rob a bank, everybody, because... I always tell my wife, Jackson is going to be a plumber. $350 a visit.
Yeah, okay.
Doctors don't get that much because they have to deal with insurance companies.
He's going to be a plastic surgeon. That's what my son's
going to be. Plastic surgeon. He's going to work on boobs?
Hey, listen, guys. We have a guest coming on. She's calling right now.
Yeah.
Let me see. Her name is... hold on. Let me get her name. Let me get her name right.
Oh, the theme's still playing. Sorry.
Adelia Renee Gutierrez. Okay? She is a... she's a coach.
Is she one of these life coaches?
Yeah, she's like a life coach. Yeah, let's ask her what she does, actually, because I'm wondering if she's a psychiatrist / doctor. I'm just curious. So, you know what? She's also built a program called Build Your Life, you know, Jeff? So let's get her on and see what it is exactly she's promoting, okay? So maybe she can give us some tips, too.
Yeah, she's coming.
You're going back to work soon. I mean, you're still broadcasting from home.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I'm still doing traffic reports on the radio at night, midnight to 5, on your favorite New York radio stations, everybody. So if you want to tune in, you can hear me, okay?
Yeah.
Follow me at Traffic Jensen, Jensen. I need more Twitter followers.
And if you're looking to buy a house, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, I'm selling houses. I've got my first deal, hopefully, soon. So yeah, I can't say anything. Who knows?
Anyway, she'll be calling any second now.
And
if you hear barking, that's the dog barking.
We are very podcasty professional, but we are.
Yeah, we are. But Jeff, let me tell you, this dog Storm, all he does is bark all day.
He's a puppy. He's 5 months
bark,
old. Okay,
and he digs holes all over the backyard.
He dug 2 holes in my yard.
Oh my gosh! First of all,
I don't need holes in my yard. I need holes dug, but not for that.
I know.
I'm digging holes to plant the tomatoes.
I know.
Not in the middle of my grass.
Yeah. Anyway,
then I go out there now, and he's proud. He's eating a stick. Okay. You know what that leads to? That leads to not being able to crap.
Well,
okay?
The other day, Jeff, remember he had a massive explosion?
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, that was because of those treats. If somebody had told me at my age I'd be dealing with, Jackson trying to get on the potty and Storm
trying to train Storm.
So I'm dealing with everybody else's shit. Thank you. That old gag. Thank
Jackson
you.
Is three, so, you know, he's being potty trained.
Nearly four, by the way.
Yeah, but a lot of people say it's harder for the boys than for the girls.
Oh,
you know
it
that?
Is. It definitely is.
Yeah. And so someone told me that, and two people actually told me this, that boys are actually scared to see their poop floating around.
Really? I showed it to him yesterday. He said, can I see it?
Really?
So I said, yes. I was opening this giant rock that came out of his butt.
So, as a result of his fear...
Oh, there's Veronica calling.
Jeff, he holds it in for days.
I know.
We'll talk about that afterwards,
we
right?
will. We'll get back to it. Let's get your friend Veronica on the phone here. See if she's there.
Hello.
How are my favorite New Yorkers?
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
Veronica.
What's going on?
Veronica was on the red carpet for the... What was it you did again? Red carpet for what event?
It's the La Leaf. It's the annual. Well, they didn't do it last year for obvious reasons. So this is like a really big deal in Hollywood because everybody. This is one of the very first approved red carpets.
Wow.
Larger red carpets.
When I hear the word leaf, it sounds like some sort of weed related event. Is this a weed event?
It's actually LA Latin International Film Festival.
Really?
Right.
Cool.
You have to see her Instagram. She's got so many celebrities.
Nice.
Wow.
But in answer to your first question, okay. we are doing very well. We're sweating because it's 97 degrees again today here.
It's hot here.
I heard it's icky sticky, but yet raining a little bit in some
Not
cases.
Today, no.
Not today, but you know, that it, always.
That
always,
was yesterday, yeah?
Yeah, it always goes along with that, you know, the heat and humidity.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's so disgusting because then you get wet and it's just like that steamy, hot, this of New York.
Exactly.
I know it very well.
So she's you're hobnobbing. I like that with celebrities. Very good.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Wow.
That's your business, though, right?
It was such a busy week, and I was just like, I haven't had even time to post everybody. That's why I keep telling everybody it's coming.
Oh, my God. A lot of celebrities, really. I'm jealous, girl. I'm jealous.
Were you with Bennifer? I'm kidding.
No. No, I stay far away from that because with paparazzi heaven, I'll wind up getting kicked to the curb.
Wait, how many pictures of those two can you take?
Hey,
right?
Veronica, let me ask you something. What are your thoughts on that, though, Bennifer?
You're going
just,
off
just
topic
as a publicist.
Here.
What do you think?
My personal opinion is I think it's pretty sad that the reporters are going after. They went after A-Rod talking about how he cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
And the reports were all over the media, like he probably cheated on her. And then there was a big breakup happened, and then all of a sudden she's with Ben, and no one said anything.
No, they love it.
Can someone tell me
exactly
that? Yeah, they seem to embrace it, but I laugh because when it was about to be broken, like the breakup was going to happen, it was all about him cheating. Now tell me, only 12 days? There was a 12 days, if I'm correct. I think that's 12 days.
Oh, it's like nothing,
where
right?
Boom on and I'm like, can someone tell me that somebody else might have been cheating?
Yeah,
just saying.
Oh my gosh,
that Ben Affleck was on speed dial, man.
Exactly. And how about J-Lo
too?
Like,
can someone tell me that there wasn't some kind of conversations because you don't go from A to B really fast?
Exactly.
I'm like, you went A, B, and C, really. To be honest with you,
like if I broke up with Jeff, I think it would take me at least a week to be with somebody else.
Oh, thank you.
At least, right?
I think it would take her about 20 minutes,
more
Veronica.
Than 48 hours for
that. Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Not one person said anything, and it's all like Bennifer, but yet no one's saying, well, you know, was she
exactly
cheating?
You know, celebrities are amusing because, you know, I love how they go out and they pretend that they're like dressing to disguise themselves. There's pictures of Alec Baldwin in today's Post. Did you see that?
So he's
out in at a Montauk with his wife, who's completely identifiable, and he's in like this old fisherman's hat, but you can clearly see that's Alec Baldwin.
Yes,
you know, there's no sneaking around,
you know. Anyway,
well, there's no hiding anymore because masks are starting to pop off and everybody can find everybody
exactly
now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, so we have Adelia Renee Gutierrez on our podcast.
I know, beautiful name, by the way.
Yes, I love that.
So,
yes,
you say it so well.
Fancy, right?
I am going to transfer her in. I gave her full warning how exciting you guys are in the morning. So,
thank you.
Oh, that's right. She's on LA time,
I'll
right?
Let her know.
Yes.
She's on LA time, and so am I. I'm in Vegas, to be honest with you.
Oh, nice.
So, what stays in Vegas?
What happens in Vegas?
Well, okay,
very much.
Oh, my God. You messed that one up.
Oh, my God. Babe, we love you.
Thanks.
Hold on, sweetheart. So I'll go ahead and transfer.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
What happens in
Vegas? Hey, you know what? It's like, hello. Anyway.
Okay.
She's Adelia Renee. I have a little team here from New York. Hi,
Adelia. It's Hello. Caroline and Jeff. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday, guys.
Yeah,
happy
Monday.
Monday.
Good morning in LA. It's early there.
Yes, it is.
It is. You know, I would only wake up for two people, Veronica and my dog.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait. So what is
was like, let's do this.
What time do you actually get up?
Oh, well, actually, I'm up at 5, but, like, to actually start working and be, like, actually, like, super, like, happy, like, you know, you know, bubbly.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to wait till, like, 10.
Oh, okay.
No, you sound bubbly. That's good.
Yeah, you sound good, though. You sound bubbly. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Sound bubbly.
Our dog wakes us up at 6 in the morning anyway, so same thing.
Yeah.
So, Adelia.
I'm up at 5. Yes.
Tell me a little bit about yourself before we start talking about your new program.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to know? Just like the generic stuff, the fun stuff. Like,
yeah.
Everything. But, sweetie,
What is the Build Your Life program? By the way, YHOR for your, everybody. Build Your Life program.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm Delia Renee. I just turned 30, so that's a new thing.
Happy birthday.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye 20s.
I know. I really was like, it was definitely a meditative state for
me. Oh, yeah. Every time you leave in a decade,
yeah,
I know.
It's reflective. I accomplished a nice amount of stuff in my 20s. So I was like, yeah, it's reflective. I was like, okay, cool. Like, bring on 30. But yeah, I was born and raised in Palos Verdes Estates, which is a beach suburb in LA.
Oh, nice.
I went to business school, Fox School of Business, back east in Philadelphia, and I graduated with a degree in business admin and international business. I built another business. I revamped my grandma's, and then when COVID hit, the pandemic, I personally, like, in good consciousness, I was like, I can't tell people that they need like a thing to enrich their life. Like, the world has stopped.
Yeah.
Everything has changed.
Yeah.
These have shifted. And like, I'm just like really mellow anyway. And I'm like, I can't, people are choosing to either eat or pay a bit. And I'm like, no, you need this purse. You need it. And it's just, and for me, I just couldn't. So I was like, I took a break. Like I said, I just kind of, like everybody, I think you just reevaluate what was important.
Exactly.
What makes you
exactly.
Happy,
exactly.
Sure.
Important
to you.
And my baby brother, well, he's 28, but he looks older, but I call him my baby brother still. I had actually built Your Life while I was at university initially, and then I put it on hiatus because I wanted to do other things. And he was like, you should bring it back. I'll be like CEO. You should do it. And he's like, people really need this. Like, they like it. And I was like, cool. If you want it, sure, I'll help you any way I can. Like, I just wasn't sure, I was like, I haven't done it in forever. And he was like, no, like, I'll take it, I'll do it. And I'd love to say that he has taken it to a whole new level, for sure. It's way more inclusive. We're way more global than when I initially started. And yeah, now we're here. And then because people have really liked, like, all of our interviews, which are like, literally have the melting pot. There's literally something for everyone.
Excellent. So tell me about the program.
You coach people in health and lifestyle changes? Is that what it is? Or that's just part of it?
It's part of it. So like, the Build Your Life thing is like, think of us like your best friends that you can talk to whenever you want. And so what we do, like, we're all IIN trained. So that's Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And we pretty much just guide you. Whatever success or how you want to feel is to you, we just help you get there. And it's nothing that's like earth shattering or like super, like life changing in a sense. There's small little baby steps. Or if you want faster, we can provide that too. It's literally whatever.
I did. Give me a favor. Give me an example. Give me an example. Like,
I come to you. I lost my job, let's say, after the pandemic, right? And I want to make a complete change. I want to find a new career. That's something so simple. Now, does your program address things like that?
Absolutely. It's lifestyle. It's one of our primary foods, career. It's one piece of a 12-piece puzzle. And what that looked like for every person is different. And yeah, we talk, like, our first session, you would say, well, what makes you happy? Because like, that's really what life is about, is happiness. And what does that look like to you? What did you like about your other career? Was it a career out of necessity? Or was it a career out of passion? Was it both?
Okay.
And then, dive deeper, and then for me personally, like, I'm not one of, I'm a little bit more pragmatic. So I'm always like, make sure you, that's just me personally, like, pay your bills and then have your passion on the side until your passion can start paying your bills. So that's just a personal thing.
That's true though. Obvious.
Live your dreams until they become a reality. Is that what it says? Is that the quote? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever that may be, we just guide you and we just say like, hey, what did you try? What about this? And it's like baby steps. Some people, they know, they come and they maybe just need like that little piece. Some people, like you just said, lost their job. They want something that makes them happy. You can guide them. You know, and it's everything. And it translates to the happiness of other areas of their life, whether it's their relationships, you know, their spirituality, mm-hmm. their working out.
Oh, okay.
Cooking. All these things kind of go into each other.
So where can we find this program? And is it one-on-one with you or your brother?
Oh, no. So we have coaches. No. So oh. I will do some coaching. We have coaches from IIN. So actually like IIN educated coaches. And we actually offer private as well as group.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's literally some. So it's whoever, whenever you sign up, you get paired with the best coach that we feel like will help you achieve whatever you want. And yeah, we have group options or private options, and it ranges anywhere from 1 month to a full year. So truly, like, if you're like a little bit of a commitment phobe and you don't want to do a full year, but you're like, you don't want a month, you got 6 months, you got 3 months.
That's great.
So there's literally something.
So where can I find the program? If I'm listening to the podcast, where can I find the program?
Yeah. So if you go to the website, which is www.yourlife.co, mm-hmm. and then there's a section called Lifestyle Coaching, it takes you right there. You see the video that describes kind of like who we are, what we do specifically for coaching. And then you decide, you select your membership that you want, and it's just that simple.
Are you bilingual, I guess?
I am, actually.
No,
I haven't practiced as much. Oh, the court. I'm able to.
Oh, the court. Okay. So
hablas español, no?
Claro que sí, pero no me gusta hablar cuando en Estados Unidos y porque COVID no I haven't practiced in forever because I haven't been able to travel, but yes, I do speak it.
Excellent.
I used to chat like before COVID, yeah, once a month, so yes.
Well, listen, I hope you, I think a lot of people are going to listen to it. I also, you know what? I know a lot of people who have this fear of going back to work, because now that COVID is like, thank God, it's like, you know, disappearing, is going away. A lot of people are going back to the office. And I know a lot of my friends,
yes.
They're like, they're fearful. Have you been approached by a lot of people like that? Like, how do I go back without this panic?
Yes, it's the new normal, I would say. Mm-hmm. And it's a real thing. And I don't want to say anxiety, because it's a wrong choice of words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, it's like the unexpected, because they're like, well, I got so used to working at home. Some people are doing hybrid, some are actually going 100% back into the office. Some people will not do it.
Yeah.
And you know, you have some people that are like raring to go, they're chomping, they're like, yes, I'm ready to go back to how my life was. And then you have those people that are like, I don't know what to expect, I don't know what to do. And you know, like with one of my clients, I just breathe. Whatever you set your intention for the day, and you breathe, and whatever you're like, if you have a fear, carry hand sanitizer. Even if it's just for your own mental well-being, it's just little steps, and you can just do it, and you breathe into it, and things like that.
Avilia,
yeah,
thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We wish you much success,
you.
Which I think you will get, because
no judgment,
a lot of people,
it says here, Caroline.
Yes.
It says it feels like you're in a love zone. I like that. That's very California-esque, if I may say so. The love zone, you know. But I like it.
Hey,
it probably works.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Well, check out her website. Build your life.
Happy.
Yes, check out her website, Build Your Life. Amadita, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
It's yourlife.com. Thanks for coming on, all right?
It's
.co. Sorry, YHORLIFE.CO.
Yes.
Correct?
That's just confused. Yes, correct.
Okay. No, well, you'll straighten them out once they call you, right, Adir, once they get in touch. So thanks.
Exactly.
You have a great great week. Enjoy the summer. Thanks for coming on the Carolina Cadillo Show.
All right? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, listen, Jeff, so while we're interviewing her, I can hear the drip. Can you hear the drip?
I can hear the drip, and I can hear the dog.
I hear the dog.
I was going to ask if there's a way to get my dog to shut up. I didn't want to, because I didn't know if she heard it, you know?
I definitely hear it, man. Anyway, listen, yeah.
Did you like what she had to say,
you
Caroline?
You know what, it's, you know,
or
can I tell
were you confused?
No, it sounds more like, you know, like a psychiatrist, Jeff, you know, like you know, talking about your problems, and she listens and kind of coaches you.
Right, that's the that's
you know,
the thing.
On
that's...
how to, you know, how to approach that situation you're in, right?
Yeah, yeah, from what I see, she it's a no judgment. They can guide you in what you want with your life, your job.
Yeah,
you know, I guess it's online. I didn't ask her if it's through Zoom.
Yeah, you know. Online, check it out, guys. You know,
it sounds cool. It sounds good.
Look, it sounds very interesting.
I'm not
going to
judge people using Zoom. Zoom school sucked with Jackson.
Oh my gosh! First of all,
how bad was Zoom school? But thanks to Adelia for coming on again. If you want to check this thing out, it's for some reason she spelled your Y H O R. I don't know why you would do that, but.
Okay.
Your life is easy to spell, Y-O-U-R, but don't go there. Go to YHORLIFE.CO. There we go. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, congratulations, Jeff. We have to send it out to Prince Harry. Well, I don't know if it's Prince anymore.
Ugh.
Harry and Meghan Markle just had their baby little girl. Hey, but a lot of people are critiquing. She actually had the baby on Friday, but they just made the announcement today.
They want a little privacy in their life.
But,
as sick as I am of them, let them be private, okay?
Yeah, but people are saying, okay, you want to be private, but yet you're out there all the time.
Well, they're
that's true, Jeff.
They can't go anywhere without getting attention.
Yeah.
Can you imagine them walking down the street in, like, in Manhattan, let's say that they go to Times Square? Could they just walk around a window shop?
That's crazy. No, no. There's no way. But anyway, so let's say the little girl's, or the baby girl
name. What's her name?
Hold on. It's actually a made-up name that used to be a nickname for the queen.
Really?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just grab.
Now, is this a sister of, what's the other kid's name? Harry? No, not Reggie. What's the kid's name? Thor?
No.
What the hell is that kid's name?
Archie.
I said Reggie. I was close.
Her name is, I saw it everywhere. Lilibetta?
Lilibet,
yes.
Lilibet Diana.
Diana,
okay,
yes.
Nice.
So Lilibet was the nickname that they would call Queen Elizabeth, because she could never pronounce Elizabeth. She would always say Lilibet. So that's a made-up name. It's a made-up name.
Lily, it says they're going to probably call her.
Yeah, Lily. Not Lilibet.
Lily's a cute name.
It's a cute name. Yeah, Lily's a very cute name. Yeah. So they said that Meghan Markle's mother is actually there taking care of the baby 24 hours.
Of course.
I'm sure she lives with them too, right? Of course. The mother-in-law's living there.
But they don't live in, what was the place? I love the name of the place I used to live. What was
Frogmore Cottage?
Frogmore. Come to Frogmore. The assholes are gone. I got rid of them. They're not royal anymore. But no more Frogmore for you.
Prince Andrew's daughter is living there. You know that? Or no, her husband.
Prince Andrew.
Andrew's daughter.
Is he the one that got involved with Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes.
Wow.
So the daughter's living there now. But anyway, so everyone's saying, did you think that Harry and Meghan asked the queen if they could name a nickname? That was the Queen Elizabeth's nickname, Lilibetta.
I think they ran nothing by her.
No?
No, I'm out of it. Why would they run anything by me?
But Jeff, you know what? So they said that everyone sent congratulations. A little cold, though. Prince William's like, we congratulate Meghan and Harry on the arrival of the new daughter. And that was it.
The British have this thing, you know, there's some sort of cool detachment the royals have, right? You know?
I
mean cool, good cool. Just like heartless cool.
Well, they said that Harry's going to be back in England next month because it's some kind of statue dedicated to his mom.
Oh, my God. Shut that dog up. So he's going to go back.
Yes,
okay.
But they're wondering, will Meghan and the kids make the trip?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see. Anyway.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, but they're in L.A., right?
They're in L.A.
On the beach. They have a beach house, right?
Of course.
With armed guards, probably.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
I'm
dogs.
Sure.
They
I'm
probably
sure.
have a dog like Storm barking 24 hours a day outside.
Exactly. Hey, let's get Whitney on real quick, all right?
By the way, A-Rod was seen alone somewhere at some bar, right?
Jeff, do you feel sorry for him?
No, I don't feel sorry for him.
I mean, he cheated on J-Lo.
Yeah, but Veronica makes a good point.
She does.
J-Lo is probably, she's probably no shining star either. I'm not going to judge people.
Yeah, you know, that's good though. I'm glad if she loves Ben and they're happy. But how do you go from being with one guy for 4 years that you're gonna get married,
you know, my
and then break up
I
and
know.
Then go to somebody else? That's just me though.
You know, when you start talking about this, you know what? I have the urge to just throw up in my mouth. just a tiny, tiny bit.
Call Whitney, because I want to get Whitney's information.
Something about the whole thing is just
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, yeah. I don't care. You know, I don't really care who Ben Affleck boffs, you know?
You know, I want to see what Wibin says.
You know?
Hello.
Wibin, it's Carolina and Jeff. You're on the podcast.
Hey, man, what's up? Hey,
what the fuck? You guys are alive?
Jesus. Yes, we're live.
We're live. What's going on? Yeah, we haven't been
done this live. I know you guys are live. I didn't know you guys were alive.
Yeah, we're live. I know. We haven't talked to you in weeks, right?
I know. Wibin, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm on my pool right now. Damn. Watching my kids lounging.
Oh my
really?
God!
I'm here with my in-laws. They came to visit.
Is your daughter wearing a thong yet?
Oh, stop!
is your son wearing a dick extender? Asshole.
No, he's not.
Hey, Wibin, I just want to get your what is your take?
Oh no.
On Bennifer, what do you think? Because can I tell you something? On J Lo and Ben Affleck.
Well, how dare you say Bennifer? And I said it.
I'm glad you told me that you asked me this because. What the fuck is that barking behind you?
Oh, you can hear it, huh?
That's our new dog. Yeah. That's Storm, who's a pain.
Oh, how I miss your other fucking dog. What was that?
Oh, Teddy.
No, we miss him all the time.
Teddy was...
The fucking dog was a lemon, but he was beautiful. Yeah?
Teddy was the best, man. Teddy was the best. This dog is no Teddy.
Let me guess. You do what every white person does. They go into a fucking town to get these dogs, and they just don't shut the fuck up, huh?
This dog will knock you.
I don't know who yaps more. A-Rod knowing that Ben Affleck is boning the shit out of J-Lo or your dog?
Yeah, but...
My wife yaps more. Trust me.
Nice. Let me ask you something, though. Do you think that J-Lo was already cheating on A-Rod with Ben?
Look, I'm glad you asked me this because this is a topic that we're going to hit on El Barcelona tomorrow. Starting at 6 a.m.
But we're hitting first. We're talking about it first.
6 a.m., 97.9 on your radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Listen to Wibin tomorrow.
We'll be touching this subject because I do think that it was J-Lo that was straying.
She was straying.
Yeah, she was straying because she's moving way too fast. If you notice, Alex is dipping his dick and he's not being with anybody straight out. You know what I'm saying? He's taking it nice and cool. She's like, fuck it, you know, he caught me out there, let me just make it public, right? I mean, it's kind of fucked up. You're going from a major league baseball player, you know, guy with a dick with a, you know, that's the size of a fucking...
We don't know. How do you know that?
Louisville slugger.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah. How do you know that?
He's got a fucking Louisville slugger. Now you're going to fucking... Ben Affleck as a drunk and a gambler.
Come on.
According to you.
He went to rehab. Come on. He was in rehab.
Sure he did.
They all do.
Fucking guy was the worst Batman ever, too, by the way.
Well, he was a bad Batman.
No, really? He was okay. He was okay.
Forgettable.
So you think J-Lo cheated first, huh?
Michael Keaton.
Oh, of course.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's in the Latino woman's blood, man.
What do you mean? I'm Latina. What does that mean?
She's not going anywhere, man.
Yeah. Can you feel your head for any bumps?
At night, yeah. No? Sometimes at night, I wake up, I'm like, what the hell happened to me?
Do all of a sudden you're sleeping at 3 a.m. and you get a really, really bad headache?
Yeah. It's one of those things. It's the roller for the bread hits me over the head.
Trusting in a Latina woman is like you leaving your kid with a Catholic priest. Okay?
Oh my God. Okay.
Excellent.
We're gonna do a topic with you next time.
Come on, Jeffrey. That was a Catholic joke.
That was funny. I admit it was funny.
Oh my God.
You know?
We're gonna get you on again because we want to talk about what you see in a Spanish town. Versus what you see in an English town.
Hey, and Wibin, I got to tell you something else. I sold my Honda. We sold our Honda a year ago, and it was a whole trauma. Yeah. So the guy we sold it to another guy. Okay, and this guy shows up at my mother-in-law's house, okay, because Carolina's name was on the title because he needed a new title. Uh-huh. Okay, he's a Latino fellow from New York. So I went and met the guy. And he had tricked out the CRV. It was insane, Wibin, okay?
He did it
I guarantee you it's got neon lights on the bottom. It looks like a fucking hovercraft.
I understand.
I mean, you have to do that, you know?
You couldn't see in the windows. It was the blackest tint I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. You got to have the big fucking tinted windows like you have fucking Obama running through that motherfucker.
Oh, my God. It was crazy what this guy did.
It's bulletproof
does it have Does it have the name of the CRV right in front of it where... Chancho's CRV, something like that, right on the windshield.
Right above the, yeah, up on top. It said something like that. It's
so
crazy,
we,
man.
We, remember when we used to go to that?
Oh, wait, hold on a second, Kyle. This is very interesting. Did it have a Puerto Rican flag or a Dominican flag?
The guy was Puerto Rican, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I guarantee you that right on the rearview mirror, he had a pair of maracas hanging through and shit. Oh, yeah.
Not the fuzzy dice. He had the maracas.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because, you know, you could tell when it's a Dominican and when it's a Puerto Rican. The Puerto Rican usually has the maracas hanging.
Yeah.
The Dominicans have the tambora hanging.
Oh, yeah.
And shit, you know?
The bongo.
Usually the Dominicans also have the Jesus Christ and the headlamps.
Oh,
like, you know, like it's going to light up. You know,
oh,
like
I see.
The bash signal.
You got him on the dashboard, the little Jesus on the dashboard, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent. I'm glad we called you, you know?
I'm glad.
By the way, whoever doesn't know who the fuck, you know, the Honda CRV that these people have was a beautiful Honda CRV, all leathered out. You know, what usually white people drive and shit in the suburb.
Yeah.
As soon as a Latino gets it, that fucking thing is jumping like fucking.
It's a low.
It's shaking like Michael J. Fox's pocket, bro.
He turned it into a low rider. I couldn't believe the car.
I know. It was like not our car.
It wasn't our car anymore. Like, holy
this.
Shit.
You guys haven't had this many laughs since the last time that your stepfather fucking fell down the steps.
Oh, my
huh?
God. We
he ain't my stepfather, brother. Yeah.
Hey, listen, we love you. We miss
Is
you.
Is he alive still?
Yeah.
Yes,
everybody's
yes.
Everybody's alive and doing well.
Everyone's
you know?
Doing fine. Hey, listen, guys, listen wow. to Webin tomorrow. El Vacilón Mañana starts at 6 o'clock a.m., 6 a.m., 97.9, right, Jay?
Yeah, 97.9. We have the pre-show, too, at 5 o'clock, so you just listen to
pre-show,
to us,
huh?
We'll be on there, man. Yeah, we got a pre-show going on.
Because you can't fit enough shit in the 4 hours.
In New York, man. Brother.
Right? He didn't hear me.
I wish I'd be able to have these type of conversations with my Latino counterparts. But unfortunately,
they take it too seriously, huh? We don't care. We
yeah,
laugh.
They don't take that J Lo being a whore that shit too
really?
Cool.
That's all right.
Yeah,
we don't
they get
care.
Really. You don't understand.
It's all
I had a bunch of ladies with Victoria's Secret pink yoga pants on, really pissed off at me, you know.
Really?
They usually weigh about 220 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And then the pink on the back is just, like, extended.
All
and shit.
Stretched out, right? Yeah, it doesn't even look like the word pink anymore. I get it.
Yeah, they get really mad. They really
oh.
look like J-Lo.
Oh, my
Juicy,
God.
Juicy, you know. There you go. Right?
Hey, G, we love you. We'll get you on again next week, all right?
Guys.
Thanks, brother.
Bye, guys.
We have an awesome.
All right, go get Natalia. Bye. Some guy's hitting on her.
Hey, stupid. All right, douchebag.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Fucking
Bye.
Jew.
Oh, I hung
my
up on
God.
Him.
Love him. Love him. Love him. Love him.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
Jeff, anything else before we get out of here?
Yes. Did you see the principal who had the secretary take pictures of her in a thong?
What?
I don't know. Some.
Oh, my God.
Some what? Principal at a school. You know, these crazy, stupid stories.
Oh, my God. How about Nets, Jeff?
Can you
Nets?
Store penis pics? Can you store penis pics on your cell phone for me? This principal asked the secretary.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
really?
the Nets won the first
Woo!
Playoff game. 115-107. They lead the series 101 game to none. Did you buy the Nets stuff the other?
I
Some
did.
Some guy set up a big Nets truck near us.
Yeah.
It's like the weirdest thing.
Yeah, and he's going to be there for a couple more weeks.
Really?
Okay, yeah. So I bought,
oh my
I
God,
bought
that
Jackson.
Dog. Sorry about the dog, everybody.
I
Seriously.
Bought Jackson the beard T-shirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who is the beard? Is that Khloe Kardashian's ex?
No, I don't think so.
What's his name again?
James Harden.
Yes, that's her ex. That's her ex-boyfriend.
That is?
Yep. I think
didn't
he
know
cheated on her. They broke up.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, but you know, Jeff, they had a game last night.
Yes, they did. That's
Jay-Z
why.
And Beyonce front row.
Of course.
And they had the big, you know, the Teletron video.
It was in Brooklyn, right? They played last
yes,
night?
Yes,
okay.
yes.
And
everyone was there.
And they got some fans in there, right? And it's not full capacity yet, though, right?
I don't know. But you know what, Jeff? Everywhere we go now, I mean, you see people... Some people are still opting to wear the mask, while other people are like, no, it's
yeah,
okay.
You know what? Listen, I don't care what you think about the mask. All I know is that when I go into 7-Eleven and on the front door it says mask required, and you walk in the store because people think they're bold enough to just not wear a mask, you should still respect whatever store you're going
exactly,
into.
Exactly, exactly.
A restaurant, yeah, store. Yeah. If it says wear a mask, wear a mask.
I'm
right?
still wearing a mask. I'm still going to wear a mask. Everywhere on. I go, I still wear a mask.
And
you
I don't
want
to hear the stuff. The virus, you know, it's so small it could go through the mask. All I know is that I wore a mask for the last year. Yeah, it bugged me to wear a mask. Some places, but why do I sound so serious today? What the hell's with me? Well, being was so much fun, I sound so serious.
Hey, guys, if you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Hey, guys, email carolinacadillo@gmail.com. And by the way, there is a new Jeff app coming out called Cafecito, all right? I don't know when it's coming out yet, but on this new app, you'll be able to find your favorite celebrity.
Yes.
And if you want a shout out or you want a direct message, you can. I mean,
really?
Everyone has their own price, each celebrity. Uh-huh. By the way, I'm there too. I don't charge that much. If you want
to
record something for you, I will.
Really? How much does it cost?
I don't know.
You to send me a message.
$25.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so it's got
Little Miss No Fun.
All right, guys, we're out of here. We love you. Thank you for listening
together.
To the podcast. We're everywhere. Okay, tell your friends. We're everywhere.
Where? Tell us.
Everywhere.
We're on
Revolver
Spotify?
Podcast.
Revolver.
iHeart Radio. What else?
iTunes.
What else, Jeff?
I don't know.
We're everywhere. Deezer.
I'd like to get on my company too, yes. But I won't say the name yet.
Yes. All right, guys, we love you.
We do love you. JJ to DJ at optonline.net. 516-637-3254 is our phone number. Call us anytime. Thanks to our life coach. If you want to get in touch, yourlife.com.co.
Yep. And thank you, G, for coming out. We love you. We'll have more of Webin on. Webin holds nothing back.
Yeah.
Holds nothing back.
So. Funny with the cars, man. All right. Everybody have a great day, all right? Stay cool if you're in New York. Well, stay cool. It's summer everywhere now.
Yes.
Just about. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.